Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. You're listening to Darkness Radio. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night. Tomorrow night, you're going to want to join us. We're going to be back live in studio, and we've got guests Mark and Debbie Constantino. They are EVP specialists, and they're going to be sharing some of the creepiest spirit communication that they've been able to get for the last couple of years, including a lot of the ones right from our live events, from Rolling Hills, Waverly Hills, Queen Mary, Tim. They've got a lot of really good stuff coming up.
One from my bedroom. Who knew?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, for those of you that are fans of Darkness events, check our website tomorrow. We've got a brand new event coming out with a brand new cast of characters.
I know you want to sound scary, but you actually sound crazy sexy.
Crazy. Wow.
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 Hey there, Tiger.
Hey. I'm totally off cue now. We're going to go do a brand new trip. It'll be on our site tomorrow, darknessevents.com. You're going to want to check it out. Tomorrow night, we also have kicking off the beginning of the show. We've got Zach Bagans from the TV show Ghost Adventures is going to be joining us, and he's going to be talking to us about the new series that's coming out in October. So you're going to want to check that out as well with us. So now, Nicole.
Yes.
Aside from the occasional compliment you throw my way, which I appreciate, you're kind of new to this whole paranormal deal with us, right? So, tarot reading, psychics, I mean, this is kind of, what do you think? I mean, is this kind of crazy?
I love it. Sure.
You like this stuff?
Well, how about, was it last week or the week before when we had Marianne read my house?
Right.
And then we talked to the guy about cleaning my house. This has all been really fascinating.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. I love being here.
You're like the paranormal guinea pig.
Love it. I'll do anything at this point.
Yeah, she is our Steve-O. Tim said, listen, dude, I'm tired of being put through the paddle machine. Let's just package it in a hottie and we'll have her be abused.
Every once in a while, it's okay to do the paddle machine, but week after week, come on.
I've got
calluses on me behind.
I think this is great. Like I said, I'll do anything at this point. You want to come in, EVP the house, I'm all for it.
EVP in your house. Start shuffling up those cards, Mr. Scotty. On line 6, we've got Nancy with us, and she's interested in getting a reading. Hello, Nancy, and welcome to the show.
Hello, is this Scotty?
Hi, Nancy, this is Scotty.
Hi, nice to meet you over the phone.
Nice to meet you, too.
The more I'm sitting here on hold, I have more of a question about some activity that had happened in my house one night when I was at work. I actually am from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm here visiting my daughter and her family in Utah. But I'm a nurse, and I've been a nurse in long-term care for 23 years. Love working with the elderly. And I came home one morning, and my husband had shared with me this experience he had at the 3 a.m. bedtime, of course. And he said he was in our room watching TV. He looked over to the left, which if you can kind of picture my bedroom, you walk in and you have, you know, your big bed towards the doorway on the left, and I have my dressers on the left side of the bed, and then you have the TV at the end. Well, he said he looked over, and the first night he saw like this mist come up, this black mist, and as soon as he turned his head, the mist disappeared. So then the next night, might have been a night or two after, he said he looked over and at the very end of the dresser by the doorway, he saw what he thought was a gentleman, but it was all black, had his hand on his chin, just kind of leaning over the dresser, and slowly turned over, looked at my husband, and just slowly turned back. And my husband's kind of a psychic.
He sees stuff.
What's the word I want to use?
He's sensitive. He can sense when there's things in the room with him.
Yeah, he's not a true believer. So he just looked at him and said, get out. I don't want you in my house.
And for the listeners that are tuning in, Scotty, aside from doing tarot, is also a paranormal investigator, and Nancy's directing a question. Now, what did you want to know, Nancy? Are you wondering why this cat is in your house?
I want to know if that was a good spirit or a bad spirit, if there's anything, because we never had any episodes before this.
Are you a good witch? What a bad witch.
I couldn't tell you right from this point if that's a good spirit or a bad spirit. That's something that on an investigation we would come in and we would use some equipment, we'd use some psychic sensitivity, and we would look at the case on an individual basis.
Usually a good rule of thumb too, Nancy, is was it followed by any disturbing smells or sounds?
No smell.
A lot of people automatically want to assume because it's a dark figure that it's evil, and sometimes that's the way they can manifest. So it might just be a mist. It could have been. Now, it's at night. Your husband catches it out of the corner of his eye. There's something in our eyes called floaters, and you can talk to your ophthalmologist and optometrist about this. We have debris that hangs out in our eyes, and out of the corner of our eye, sometimes it appears something moves when all it is a piece of hair or dust particle that's stuck to your eye. So that could be, and it can give a misty-like appearance on that as well. So that might be it, but I would say you shouldn't have to worry as long as you're not waking up to blood pouring out of your walls or your husband's head spinning. Right, you should be good to go.
That's a good one there.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling in, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. He won't sleep in the dark anymore. He has to sleep with the light on in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, that's okay then.
I do that.
Yeah, there's a good book by Marianne Winkowski.
So does my nine.
That you might want to check out. It's a great book. As a matter of fact, I think Susan's going to be reviewing it on tomorrow night's show. But you can check that book out, and hopefully that'll give him some answers. Thanks for calling in, Nancy.
I will be honest, I didn't get much in the cards out of that one.
No. Well, we do have, don't worry about it, Scotty, because on line 5, we've got Gary from Stillwater. Gary, are you with us?
Yeah.
All right, Gary, and you'd like a reading from Scotty on the tarot. Do you have a question in mind that you'd like him to work on?
Yeah, I was just curious what he sees going on in my life right now, where my future's going to go. Am I going to be happily involved with anyone, or like for a lifetime thing, or am I always just going to be where I'm at?
All right. Well, let's see if they hone in on one of those questions. And
right. Now, is it easier for you, Scotty, if he wants to know more? Gary, are you more interested in your relationship? Are you more interested in your work? Are you more interested in, are you going to be the best skateboarder in the world? What exactly is your main direction question?
Pretty much all the above.
Okay.
I'll tell you, for me, it doesn't really matter so much what your question is. My approach is very different than Tiff's. Your spirit guides through the cards will tell you some of the things you need to know. It doesn't always have to be zeroed in on a specific question. But what I see is you got something new is coming up. You got a little bit of conflict going on. Something in your current, there's a new situation, beautiful new possibilities, but it's rising out of conflict or it's creating some conflict of its own. So I don't know who that is. Do you have, I don't know if I want you to answer this, but it looks like in your past there's a card that represents pregnancy or fertility, something that's gone on with either metaphoric or physical birth of some kind, the birth of some great new idea, or the birth of a child or fertility out there. So you've got something going. It would almost look right here like there's something in the past with that. And in your current, it's a new situation that's rising out of conflict or creating conflict of its own. And you're entering into your near future with a woman that has this. She's been through a lot, and she wields this kind of the queenship. It's the Queen of Swords, and there's a little bit of conflict that can be tied up with her as well. She is somebody that has got this nature of if you're not with me, you're against me, and I could trounce right over you. So that's what I get in 30 seconds.
Well, there's nothing with children, and I can hardly hear you, but there's nothing with children, and as far as conflict goes, I would have to say it's with the person that I've been with for a while, and I'm really curious what her motives are with me and where we're going and what my future is with her, and also where my future would be as far as my work career, and just kind of where am I going as of today, and what does the future tomorrow look like?
Well, you said, Scotty, basically, and thank you very much for the call, Gary. And again, if you want a more in-depth reading, you can certainly contact Scotty by going to tarotbyscotty.com, and he'll be able to flesh more of that out for you.
Yeah, when are you guys in town now?
He's in town. He's locally based right here in Minnesota.
I'm in Minneapolis,
Minnesota. But I mean, you got this deal going down with the tickets and stuff?
Tiffany, that's going to be the group gallery reading, which will be taking place when again, Tiffany?
Is Saturday, October 18th at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community, 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, so you didn't get any reading on me whatsoever on any of this except this child thing?
Well, the Page of Cups in the past is either metaphoric or it's physical and it's real. It's talking about something that's new, it's creative, it's fertile. There's that kind of energy in something in your past, or it has to do with that on a more physical realm, that fertile realm.
But what did you say in the last card? Let's talk a little bit about that.
The current card says that there's something new going on, but there's conflict that it's rising out of, or it's creating its own conflict. And you're passing into a time where there's a woman that's representative there that is somebody who has been through, the card itself on the surface stands for somebody who's been through hardships, somebody who has... It represents a widow, the card does. It's not saying there's a widow in your future. It's just saying that this is the kind of woman that is representative in this card. And it's somebody who has a very firm grasp on who she is and where she is going. She wields the sword, so to speak, on her own. And so there's somebody in your near future that's going to be influential. That could be a mother figure that's helping you get to somebody. Or it could be somebody like that you're going to be encountering.
Mm-hmm. So do you see a future with me, with the lady, as far as being in love or married or possibly having a family together, any of that?
I don't see that in this three-card spread yet. I'm just, I don't see the what's going on with
well,
the love.
Well, come on out, Gary, and check out the live event that'll be in October. Thanks for calling in and being a part of the show with us this evening. And again, you know, we don't mean to cut some of the people short, but we've got a lot of people lined up in queue. We're going to be taking another break here in a second. So we'll go to break right now, and that way we can take more calls when we come back.
You know the words.
Yeah, I don't know the words. I'm just jamming to a little Ice Cube.
No, LL Cool.
That's what I said. Yeah. LL Cool. Dude, I told you. I listened to Partridge Family and Neil Diamond on the way into the show today. That's where my music is.
I need to kick you right in the Jimmy.
Yeah, that's paranormal
man
enough.
Man up, baby.
All right, tonight we're spending the night talking with psychic Tiffany Johnson and with tarot reader Scotty Roberts. They are both available. You can check out their websites at readingsbytiffany.com. Again, that's readingsbytiffany.com or tarotbyscotty.com. And we're going to take our caller on line one has been waiting damn near an hour, Tim. So we're going to take Bridget. Bridget, you have a question for Tiff?
I do.
Oh, my gosh, Bridget. Thank you for holding on,
thank you.
Honey.
What would you like to know, dear?
I have a trip coming up next week, so it's kind of a two-part question. Number one, how is my luck looking? Number two, is there any messages from the other side as far as caution? Because last time we went to this area, we had three near-death experiences right there.
Wowza. No, you know, I actually hear, you know, it's I'm hearing from your guides, first of all, is it's going to go really, really fast. So that implies to me that it's going to go really, really good because things that are bad go really, really slow. So no, it's going to go really, really fast. It seems almost as if like you're going to come back and feel like, gosh, I didn't have enough time to enjoy myself because you're just going and doing and having a great time. And I don't hear any words of caution. So I think you're going to be just fine. Sweetie, remember lightning doesn't strike.
Oh,
I just about
to
strike twice in the same place.
Beg your pardon?
I'm not going to say it again. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. All right.
Thanks, Bridget. Love you, sweetie.
Thanks, love you.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. That was ridiculous. All right. We've got our friend Richard here on line six who's calling in from Crystal, Minnesota. Richard, you have a question for Tiffany?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay.
Hey, Richard.
I'm in kind of a low point in my life. I've been out of work for a year and a half. I mean, I've looked everywhere. I'm down to, if I don't find something in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be out of a car, a home, literally under the bridge in the cardboard box.
Oh, honey.
My spirit guides, if I have, and you haven't said anything to me. Are they saying anything to you?
Yeah, are you asking if when things are going to turn around for you?
Or just a direction to look, because I've been everywhere, you know.
You know, boy, I'm hearing a bunch of different things. First of all, please know that they're telling me, first and foremost, things are going to turn around for you in about a month. I know that you're saying, it's in a few weeks, but hold on, because things are going to turn
right out of the blue. They're telling me to tell you that if you need to talk to a family member about getting you a job, and I know that's often sometimes hard to kind of put up there and, you know, ask for help from family, especially in that regard. But that's where I see, you know, the career stuff kind of coming back into place for you and kind of balancing itself out. I don't feel like it's anything that you've done before. I feel like you're going to have to really start kind of at a low end of it. But
that's
really
fine.
I know. I can tell that that's fine for you. So yeah, ask a family member. And I feel like it's, you know, more of like a cousin or a sister, because I feel like the age bracket is, it's not a mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle, you know, somebody that you might see above you, but more to your side. So ask a family member, because they're going to lead you to something really, really quick.
I hope so, because, my brother, he's been out of work for over 5 years.
Oh.
And his wife, who just recovering from cancer, she's lost her job a month ago.
Jeez, oh, Louise. My gosh, sweetie, you're like a icky country song.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Richard, what do you do? What was your past working?
I did mostly warehouse work.
Okay.
Sure.
And but I've been involved in things like paranormal research and UFO investigation for close to 50 years.
Wow.
But
don't think you're going to make money in this field, my friend.
I'm sorry to tell you.
But I'll tell you what, Richard.
I'm independent because I'm interested in
that. Richard, I'm going to put you on hold, Richard. I'm going to have Tim take your name and phone number. And we've got a great network of listeners out there. And if somebody has a job opening that they know about that might be able to help you out, we'll see if we can't direct you somewhere.
Over 300 places in the last year and a half.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get you some help. You're out in Crystal, Minnesota. So I'm going to put them on hold, Tim. And Richard, if we can get you some help, Tim's going to take your name and phone number. And then, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a job idea for Richard, you have a place that's hiring, you can contact us at dave@darknessradio.com is my email, dave@darknessradio.com. Or you can call in and give the information to Tim, and Tim will pass it on to Richard. So he's on hold right now. We're going to go. Let's see what we got here real quick. We've got somebody else that was on for a brutally long time. There we go. On line four, we've got Evie. Are you with us, Evie?
Yes, I am.
Evie.
Evie, thanks for calling in. What would you like to know from Tiffany?
Hey, Tiff.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hi, sis.
Love you.
I've been having some discomfort and pain in my legs. Can you tell me if it's the circulatory system? Is it blood flow?
It's totally blood flow.
Okay.
It's 100% blood flow. And, you know, two, they're just telling me, like, even, like those little handheld massagers that just jiggle back and forth, just even running those down the back of your legs is going to be really helpful.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll see
bye
you soon.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Okay. Say hi.
Thank you very much for calling in, Evie. We appreciate the call. All right, let's see here. We've got Amanda. She's been online. Oh, let's take this one real quick, too. We've got one more for Tiff. I know Tiff's out of here in like about 10 minutes.
I know, I have to bail out quick.
So let's take this one for Tiff. We have Sarah online. A question for Tiffany?
I do have a question for Tiffany. I want to say hi to Scotty, too.
Hey Sarah.
And I have a question for you, Tiff. I already got Scotty's opinion on this.
Okay.
Kind of get both sides of the coin.
A consensus is good.
Anywho, I recently found out that I am expecting. It was very unexpected.
Thank awesome.
You. And I'm just looking for some guidance. My boyfriend and I are trying to decide exactly what kind of route we want to take with the pregnancy, and if my spirit guides or anyone has any kind of input or.
What do you mean by what kind of route? I guess I don't understand. Are you like saying, should I get an epidural or not?
No. He is leaning more towards wanting to abort the baby.
Okay.
And I'm having some difficulties with that.
Sure. And I'm sorry to bring that up, a hard topic, but.
Yeah, it is a tough topic.
It is. It's really tough. Now, you're asking, you know, just kind of what you should do in the whole situation overall.
Yeah, he's supportive of keeping the baby as well, though. So it's really a tough.
Sure. No, I understand. I'm hearing that you guys should keep the baby.
Okay.
I really am. And trust me, it has no bearing on my personal opinions. I have absolutely no judgment on this. I can't stress that enough to you. But that's what I'm hearing is that your guides and angels are looking for you to keep this baby.
Okay.
And you guys are actually going to do really well.
It's going to go well?
Yeah. Honest to God. I mean, it's going to go really well.
Okay.
Congratulations, Sarah. Keep up
a
stiff
Sarah.
Upper lip. Everything's going to go well for you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
Take care,
Sarah.
Baby.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, see, now that's where it gets into
That's hard.
Yeah, those
huh?
moments. Yeah, when yeah. you when you've hard got stuff. That kind of thing. Now, how do you guys turn off?
Girl.
Yeah, how do you guys?
She's having a girl.
Really, she's having a girl.
I did too. I was just opening my mouth. Oh, you stole my thunder.
Do you guys see
thunder
when somebody comes to you like that? Yeah. Both of you, because part of the job is also psychological. How do you dismiss your own personal opinion from what really is being said by spirit?
For me personally, I just, honest to goodness, and I don't know if it's the blonde hair, I don't know if it's just ignorance or what, but I've been doing this for a really long time too, so I think that there is just a past aspect to it as well, okay. But I just put myself out of the picture. Okay. And frankly, people ask me things all the time, you know, whether, you know, somebody comes to me, are they cheating on me? And, you know, as Nicole said, I, you know, often than not, if you're asking, I think yes, but sometimes I'll hear from spirit. No, I'll hear from spirit. No. And, you know, people have also asked me the question, you know, do I abort? What do I do? Right. And I've heard that, yeah, you should. And so I just look at the best intention for the person involved. That's it. That's all I'm about.
Good point. We're going to take one more quick call, Tim. One more quick call, and then we're going to go to break. Lines are open. Tiffany has to leave us in about 5-10 minutes here, so if you have some Scotty readings you'd like, we'll put Scotty to work. I know we've got Amanda waiting for a reading from Scotty. We're going to go right now to John, who's on line 3 with us. John, thanks for calling in. You have a question for Tiffany?
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Thanks for calling
John.
In.
Hey, I've got a question. I've met this girl named Felicia, and... You know, we get along, we basically run into the same things, like music and racing, and we get along good. And I met this other girl, at work, and we kind of, I guess as I hit it off well, we basically...
So are you kind of wondering which way you should go?
Torn between two lovers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I think we had some harmony happening right there.
I did.
It wasn't good harmony,
sorry,
but it was
shut
harmony.
Up,
darn it.
Are you wondering which way to go here, with the new girl or with your girlfriend that you've been with for a while?
Karma.
I've been, on the Felicia girl, I've been out with, three dates and stuff. So I just wanted to, from a woman's perspective, I guess, so it would be a good idea.
Okay, I'm not a psychic, and I'm going to say,
go, girl.
Dude, seriously, you kidding me? It's called karma.
Right, if you've got, are you already dating one?
Get out.
Are you already dating one as a solid girlfriend, or is she just somebody that you've been kind of going out on dates with, both of them?
I'm going out on a date with one girl.
But the other one is your solid girlfriend?
Well, nothing's decided yet.
I think he just likes the girl, the one girl, but he's dated the Felicia, the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
We got a handle.
Okay,
here's the deal, John, probably on a non-psychic appointment,
right?
is the deal that if you're with Felicia and you're already wanting to date another girl, you probably are done with Felicia. So do your both, you know, of you a favor, drop Felicia,
right.
Move on to the next girl.
No
and
cake.
She's not going to last long either, because that's going to be a quick rebound and then you're going to find somebody else. And that's non-psychic. That's just really
statistics.
Bad relationships that I've been in. So am I right here, Tiff?
I don't even think I need to pipe in.
All
sorry,
right. Thanks
sorry.
A lot, John.
I love it, guys.
There we go. We're going to take John. A quick break. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Doot to do, Tim. Welcome back to the Doot to do to Darkness on the Edge of Town. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Sitting across the board from me, Mr. Timothy Dennis. We've got psychic Tiffany Johnson in the studio with us. She's here for about 5 more minutes, and then we've got tarot reader Scotty Roberts. Scotty, we've got a caller that is waiting for you here. Let's go ahead and take this one on line 5. We've got Amanda.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Amanda. You have a question for Scotty. He's going to start shuffling up for you.
Hi, Amanda.
I've been wanting to move back home, and I was wondering if that was going to happen for me.
Well, let's just see what we got here. And you're out in Ogden, Utah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to give it one more shuffle here. If you remember some of the past shows, that's what all the noise is.
That's what it is?
That's what it is.
Farting. Flatulence.
It took Tiff had to bring that up.
Figured it was a double-decker meal at the local Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Bad taquitos.
I really want a taco.
God, I thought we got through the whole show.
I can't even stand it. I like eat them every day.
Okay.
Dave.
I don't see a particular card that talks specifically to travel, but what I've got in your current situation is the King of Wands. King of Wands is this mature king. He's got control of his emotions. He's kind of this by the card, a lover of the arts and the finer things, and it's he's launching you into some kind of a new venture, some kind of a new thing. You could squeeze that in to talk about travel. It doesn't speak about that specifically. It's not a transitional card, other than to say you're on the brink of something new and exciting that you want to launch yourself into that might bring up some latent skills, artistic skills, something where that's going to surface, something more creative. In your recent past, you've got, interestingly enough, the Eight of Coins, which is a card that says you're developing new skills for some kind of a job. So it's possible that this is hinting at something that's going to be moving you somewhere, but there's not a card of transition per se. The final card is the Sun. It's just a card that says, make hay while the sun shines. You got some vision now. The sun's cyclical is going to go down, but you're in this positive, warm light of things right now. So out in your near future, it's like, take the opportunity while it's there and while the vision is clear. So where you don't have a specific card speaking to transition, you got a bunch of cards talking about new stuff, developing new skills, making hay while the sun shines. Make any sense?
Does that help you, Amanda?
I guess. All right.
Okay. So you want to know?
It's better than no.
Right. Thanks a lot,
really
Amanda.
Strong, sure.
That's right. Now we've got a quick call here on line one. We've got Chef. Chef is online
God.
With us.
Chef.
Hello.
You have a question for Tiffany, Chef?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Hi, baby.
Hello.
How are you? Otherwise known as Scott.
Okay.
Dave, you may know him.
How are you doing?
Good. What can I do for you, Pumpkin?
You know what I was talking about, that I met somebody.
Yes.
At Washington.
Yes.
I'm just curious on how that's going to go, or am I just wasting my time?
I don't think you're wasting your time, but I don't see it as like a super long-term thingy.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe something that lasts, you know, a couple few months. But I'm not hearing, you know, it's when I'm asking if it's in your best interest just to let it go away, I'm hearing that, no, that's not the case, that you should just enjoy it and spend time and have fun.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, that
Thanks,
works.
Sweetie Pie. You take care. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Thanks Bye, for honey. Calling in, Chef. Thank you all for calling in and being part of the show tonight. We're going to go, we've got another call here for Tiffany, and we're going to take this one. She's got to head out.
I do.
Then we've got a couple of readings by Scotty coming up. And again, we do have some open phone lines if you want. It's Row Reading by Scotty. You can give us a call as we enter into the last 20 minutes. We've got Heidi online from St. Cloud. Heidi, you have a question for Tiffany?
Yes. I was just wondering if she sees a child in my near future.
What's near future to you, sweetie? Like, what's near future to you? Like next week? Or are we talking like 6 months, 10 months?
Within a year.
Okay. Yeah, actually, right after the first of the year, I'm seeing like end of January, early February. So, you know, half the fun is just trying. So give it a whirl.
Okay.
And you know, Heidi, if you're looking for them sooner, I've got six and they're getting on my nerves. I'll loan you a couple right now.
Just to pass the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right, sweetie. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good deal. All right. Well,
can I ask Tiff a quick question on that?
Sure.
When you get something not pregnant, like that, Scotty.
Yes.
When am I going to give birth? No.
That'd be paranormal.
When you see something like that, do you see conception or do you see birth?
It all depends. Sometimes I see it. It's come through both ways.
Okay.
So.
Question.
Yeah,
that's not on
totally,
her.
Yeah, totally all depends.
Yeah, see, okay. Part of me,
with her, I thought conception.
Oh, you did?
Obviously, well, I mean, if it's right after the first of the year, TikTok, we're only like 5 months out from that, so
right.
It'd be conception.
I'm not good at math, so I...
Well, Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks
and again,
for
make a quick
me again.
Mention. You've got the event coming up in October
I
with
do.
Chip Coffee, the psychic sensitive from the TV show Paranormal State and Psychic Kids on the A&E Network.
Yep.
And both you and Chip are going to be offering up gallery readings.
A dual gallery reading on Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 4 at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community. You can purchase tickets at PressHereMedia.com.
PressHereMedia.com. And we'll try to have the link for that up on our
That'd
site at
awesome.
DarknessRadio.com.
Right.
So you can check that out and join Tiffany and Chip in that. Thank you again for joining us, sweetie. We appreciate having
Thanks,
you with us.
Thanks, guys, for having me. And thank you. Thanks, Pacey, for the little Hello Kitty.
Yes, my daughter
so
knew
cute.
That Tiffany
Just
is
so
a big
cute.
Hello Kitty fan.
And
she colored her a nice little picture.
It's going to go up in my office. I'm going to frame it.
Awesome. Very cool. And when she's rich and famous... for being a serial killer or whatever she's going to do. You should see her. She's so beautiful,
she's
so evil.
Really? She's like, evil. Pulls like wings off butterflies
No, not yet. But have self-help.
Have you told a story lately about how you would collect rocks and then what your son did subsequently?
Oh, Cliff, my oldest
yes,
son?
Yes, which is one of my favorite stories ever.
That's not very paranormal.
I know, but it's such a great story.
Is it not manly enough?
It is. It's a fun story. I'll tell it on the radio. We got people waiting to actually talk to Scotty and you. So thanks again for stopping
in,
Tiffany.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And again, readingsbytiffany.com. You can go in and get readings with Tiffany that way. Readingsbytiffany.com. And again, check, it's presshearmedia.com.
Presshearmedia.com.
And it can get tickets for the live event.
Heck yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have time to take one of the callers here? I think we do. So, you know, let me go ahead and we're going to grab this real quickly. I think we've got, looks like, and I apologize if I butcher the name. Is it Kareen in Baxter?
Yes.
Okay, Kareen, you have a reading for Scotty here. He's going to start shuffling up.
Right.
Now, if you have a question in mind, just kind of, do you want her to say it out loud, Scotty, or do you just want her to kind of keep it to herself and see
what we can do it either way, whatever she'd like to do. So.
Wow, this is this is hard to put into words. It's concerning my 20-year-old daughter.
Okay, and, well, then you want to just leave it at that, and we'll let the spirit guides direct the cards and
let's
give you that?
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh, she's just going through a rough time and losing her place. And is pregnant, almost there.
Let's see what it says here for you, all right? You've got the sun for your current. You've got the six of swords for your past and the ace of coins in the future. The sun just means that right now, whatever the current situation is, it's taking opportunity while it's there. It's getting clear vision for what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to be carrying it out. So right now, and this is usually why I don't ask for questions to be told up front, because I don't like to focus on the question. I want to focus on what the cards are saying,
right. And
you can make application. Because this could have to do with you, this could have to do with your daughter, but right now, in the current situation of this, it's take the vision that's there and run with it and go with it and use this time to really expand what you're supposed to be doing, because the lights are on at the moment, and it's giving you some guidance as to what to do, and maybe even your daughter some guidance. The recent past is a card of transition, the Six of Swords. It's got a family in a boat moving across the water, and it's just saying that you're moving from one thing to another thing, either physically or metaphorically. This could be, again, you or your daughter. And it's saying you're moving from something that in the past that you're leaving is almost intolerable. You can't do that anymore, so you have to move into something new. And again, that's physical, or it's metaphoric, it's emotional inside of you.
Oh, I know exactly what that is.
All right, that's your past. And the near future is the Ace of Coins, and the coins has to do with finance or monetary issues or the stuff you invest yourself in. And the aces are all these deliverers of great, new, fertile, creative energy that's pushing you into something new. And it's going to have some ramification on either your monetary or material realm, or it's going to have something to do with the stuff you're investing yourself in. Great, new, fertile, creative energy that you're going to be putting yourself into. It's going to affect things on that that material realm. Any of that make sense?
What did you just say?
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because the second card you pulled, she's been so up and down with deciding whether to stay with the father of the baby or not.
Okay.
And I've just been biting my tongue.
Is that, now that recent past, that's moving from something that's grown intolerable, no longer serving its purpose, into something else.
Oh, he is so messing around on her. I see it, she sees it, it's just she's got to just believe it, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, the current card is a card of vision, of clarity. So,
well, thank you very much for calling in. I hope we got you some answers. Again,
thanks,
you can get more from Scotty. And you're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show with our guest Scotty Roberts doing tarot reading. We've got you online. Bear with us. We're going to be back with more of your calls. We are filled up for the night, so you can stop dialing in. We want to thank you very much for your time. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio with our guest, Mr. Scotty Roberts, the tarot reader. Scotty, you got a couple of events you're going to be at coming up, correct?
Yes, I've got Haunted Con. The last weekend in September is 26th through 28th in Phoenix at the Haunted San Carlos Hotel. And I've got something else coming up. And I've got your events.
Right, Darkness Radio events, but we're sold out on those, brother.
That's right.
But people can get in touch with you by going to readingsbyscotty.com.
Scotty. Tarot by Scotty. Got me confused. Okay. TarotByScotty.com.
You know what?
Or MySpace.
We're going to take, I'm on line two. I have Tammy from Apple Valley. Tammy, we're here with Scotty. You want to get a quick reading with Scotty?
Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Okay. And do you have a question in mind you'd kind of like Scotty to direct?
I like him to direct because I don't have a specific question.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. Sometimes I get up in the morning, I shuffle the cards, and I say, give me what you got today because I don't know what to ask. So here we go. I'm all shuffled up. I'm going to lay out the three cards for you. Your current is the High Priestess. Your recent past is the Two of Swords, and your near future is Temperance. Right now, in your current situation, you've got the epitome of the female intuitive. This is the uncovering the secret things in life. It's kind of this more almost metaphoric, emotional, spiritual stuff that you're going through, uncovering. And that's good in your current because your recent past is you've been recently in an impasse of some kind. It's got the Two of Swords, the blocking. Just saying it's indecisiveness that you've been locked in, and you have to break that indecisiveness by making that decision and going forward, making some kind of choice in something. So you've been at a recent impasse. Your current says your things are opening up for you, and your near future is Temperance. It's saying you're going to be in the need to find the balance in things. On the picture, it's got the angel is holding two goblets. I wanted to say shuffling, but pouring the water back and forth between the goblets. The water's emotion, the goblets are opposing things like finance, romance, art, math, that kind of stuff. And it's saying in the near future, you're going to really have to hunker down and crack down on finding balance and temperance in your situation.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense for you, Tammy?
Yes, it does.
Great. Well, thank Wonderful. You very much for calling. Thanks, and keep Tammy. Listening to Darkness Radio here on 100.3 KTLK. Let's go to line one. And sorry, our lines are cleared here. But line one, who do we have here on the line with us?
This is Casey.
Casey, and where are you calling from tonight?
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Okay, Casey, you have a question in mind for Scotty?
Yeah, just trying to get some insight as to what direction I should be heading in my near future here.
Okay, well, let's see what Mr. Roberts can pick up for you.
Awesome.
All right. Last shuffle. Here we go. Okay, I've got that same card as your beginning, the female intuitive. In the recent past, the Five of Wands. Near future is the Four of Wands. And right now, boy, what you should be doing with your future, all it's saying is in your current right now, you've got some abilities that are coming up that is going to help you open up some things. Sometimes the High Priestess can stand for things that are being hidden from you or are covered up now, and you have to dig in and root them out and uncover them. Not always a negative thing. But it's where you are going to have to apply a little bit of your knowledge, a little bit of open up your intuition a little bit and look for the answer that could possibly be hidden from you right now. That's your current. Your recent past is the Five of Wands. It's a card that says you have to develop a little diplomacy or a little flexibility because of some things that have been going on, maybe attacks. Gossip. It's not the huge stuff of life. It's kind of the little stuff that's been surrounding you. It's the little gossiping, the niggling little annoying things that go on around you, the talk and so on. And what you have to do is let it be like the reed in the wind, so to speak, rather than rigid, because the reed will pop back up after the wind blows. And that's your recent past. Your near future is the Four of Wands. Now, this is a card that speaks to We had this card earlier tonight, a card that speaks to prosperity in your business, in your home life. It's kind of plateauing out. It's this work. It's this uncovering the hidden stuff. It's the plateauing out so you're ready for the next step. It's where family life feels good, work feels good. And there's prosperity doesn't always mean you're getting a load of money dropped into your lap. Prosperity is just finding that peace and finding that contentment and making things work. In your near future, that's what I see.
Okay, so no money.
I don't. You know what? It doesn't say here money. It
you
does
and me
say
both, Casey.
it does say here something about evening out a little bit in the near future. But I hate to say this, in a three card spread, we sometimes can't find all the specifics. A 10 card spread is what I'll usually lay out, and that gives you a lot more information. This is just kind of the superficial stab at. Here's where you are, here's where you were, here's where you're going.
All right, man. Well, so, I appreciate it, guys. Like the show a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Casey. Thanks for tuning in with us here. All right, we've got another call on line three. Line three, where are you calling us from? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, and what's your name?
Oh, it's Bob.
Bob, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rosemont.
Rosemont, okay. Bob, do you have a question for Scotty? Rosemont.
Yep, I do.
Okay.
My son, I don't know how specific it either. I know.
You can,
well, if you don't even have to ask it out loud if you don't want. He can just kind of go in and see what the spirit guides can answer for you on that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we can just say, you're asking a question about your son. Let's just see what's going on here.
Okay.
All right. Let me cut this out for you. All right. Current situation, Seven of Wands. Recent past, the Three of Wands. Near future is the Nine of Coins. This is kind of the last card here is the one that the previous caller would have liked. But the Seven of Wands in your current situation, this is just saying, it shows a picture of a guy standing on a mountaintop, and he's warding off the attacks of other staffs that are coming up the hillside. And this is a card that says you might be surrounded right now by a situation where you have to fight off a little bit of the adversaries right now. And you've got to work at maintaining the high ground. And this high ground only comes by maintenance of conviction, power of conviction, strength of what you believe in. So right now, the focal point in the current is standing for what you believe in and sticking by what you know is right. And warding off the other stuff. The recent past says your boat's come in, but you went to the harbor to catch it, and it went out without you. So it's slowing the process down. What's gone on in the recent past is you got success going on. You got some good stuff happening, but when you went to catch the boat, so to speak, it left without you. So you got to slow the process down, and it means it's happening. It's just slower than you expect. And then the final card is the Nine of Coins, and this is the card that says, right now, you're almost at the place where things on a monetary or a material level are really starting to manifest themselves. So it's starting to get better. So the things you have reaped, you are sowing in a positive sense. It's not the pinnacle yet, but you're getting there.
Okay.
Did that help you a little bit?
Does that make
there?
Any sense?
It does. I do have a general question. And this just real quick, when you're talking, like when, was it Tiffany, the other people you had on?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you get a sense when she was getting calls, directed towards her? Do you pick up on vibes from those people also?
Sometimes I'm different than Tiffany. Tiffany has this all. It's like she's hotwired that way. Mine more comes from the cards. The cards are the catalyst for the messages that I get.
Okay.
So I will feel some things, but sometimes I don't know if it's my intuition or if it's my just knowing people. When I use the cards, that's what I use to pull out the messages.
Sure, sure. Well, I was just wondering if you're like, oh, no, I'm feeling something totally different, you know?
Well, thanks a lot for giving us a call. We're going to try to get to our last caller here. Thanks for spending time with us. Line 4, we're going to have to buzz through this one. It's our last caller of the evening. Who do we have online with us here?
Bonnie.
Bonnie?
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie, and where are you calling us from this evening?
Buffalo Lake.
Okay, great. And
all right.
We've got our last one. Now, do you have a question kind of in mind for Scotty?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I lost my best partner and a favorite thing I enjoyed doing, and I'm wondering if I'm ever going to be able to do it again.
I missed just a little part of that question.
The hobby. I lost my best partner in a hobby.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I'll ever be able to do that hobby again.
If you'll ever be able to do the hobby again. It's interesting, in your recent past, you've got the Wheel of Fortune. This is a card that's just reminding you about the cycle of life, that what you lose on the downturn, you're going to gain on the upswing. And out there in your future, you've got the card that says it's the Four of Coins. You're going to have something that you can launch into. It's going to be kind of put in your lap, but be very careful how you invest it and how you use it. So I would say right now, the big reminder you're getting from your spirit guides is remember, the things you lose, you gain. Life is cyclical. That's the big reminder. And you got some stuff coming that you can work on.
Okay.
That's a quickie, but there it is. Sorry for the speed we had to do that in.
What was that?
He said sorry for the speed we had to do that in. But, again, just keep a stiff upper lip with it. Just because it's over, if it's something that you enjoy and love, remember that your partner wouldn't want you to give that up, and they would want you to still have fun and enjoy the things that you did when they were alive. So thank you for joining us on the show. Scotty, thank you so much for being
with us
again. And also, Scotty, you've got a book out there called The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare.
Correct.
It's a fantastic
adventure
novel geared towards tweens and teens, correct?
Yes.
And how can people get that?
They can go to Tam O'Hare, T-
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.